Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle scores.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
1-on-1.
1-on-1.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just wanna make a song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambitious. Ambition. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks don't overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Stop. Now go crazy.
Hold up.
Hold up.
The Real Spill Show is brought to you by the pop-up shop at Arden Mall, Chandler & Company, J-Spot Kitchen, Rags Rolling Papers, Nikki's Dollar Jewelry & More, Sky Cloud Dispensaries, It's My Hair Hair Salon, Fade 'Em Up Barbershop. To be a sponsor on our show, email us at olhent@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your guy, B.I.G.O. Meezy. Big O' Meezy, the great communicator. Sick with it, Lieutenant. Sick with it, Deputy. The whole thing, man. And you listening to The Real Spill Show. And did you know we available right now to subscribe on Apple Podcasts? Man, do yourself a favor, man. Do us a favor. Go ahead and subscribe. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B.I.G.O. Meezy, Big O Meezy, the great communicator on another edition of Talk Back Tuesday. We got another jam-packed show. It's going to be filled to the rim. It's the 420 special. If you don't got nothing to smoke, go get it. Get it ordered. Get it in front of you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing to drink or nothing to sip. Make sure you, I'm talking about your Uber Eats or whatever you got to do to make sure you get yourself right. But this is going to be one of them shows that you do not want to miss. You know what I'm saying? So much done happen. You know what I'm saying? You got the playoffs jumping off. You got E-40 getting kicked out the motherfucking arena. You got, you know what I'm saying, it's 2-0. You know what I'm saying? The Kings is up there, you know what I'm saying, doing what they do. You know, and I must admit, and a lot of people are admitting that they didn't watch a motherfucking game, not one. They didn't watch a game, so they didn't know that this barrage was going to be coming from the Sacramento Kings. But I digress. We're going to get off into it. We got Draymond Green stomping out Sabonis, you know what I'm saying, saying that, hey, my leg got to go somewhere. I'm not flexible, is what he said. We also got the legends of the Emerald Triangle, man. It's my honor, privilege, and pleasure, man. You know what I'm saying? We represent Huckleberry Farms. We represent Sticky Fields. We represent Ridgeline Farms. We represent Redwood Roots Farms and merch and everything. We represent the whole motherfucking Humboldt today. We represent everybody that participates in this thing that we call marijuana, THC, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call it, indo, outdo, whatever, man. It's our medicine. It's what we, you know what I'm saying, what we rock with. 420 is coming up, so because we not, you know, my show is not going to be on 420, we're going to be on today, and this is the 420 special, and if I ramble, it is what it is because it's my show. We also got a mix, a 420 mix from my homeboy Camacho Slicks, DJ Slicks. He gonna be, you know what I'm saying, he gonna be calling in talking about the mix. I listened to a little bit of it. He got some of them ones, you know, that some of them throwback weed smoking songs, you know what I'm saying? So we go get off into that. Man, it's just a lot. We just gonna get off into everything. But You know, before I bring my guys in, I see everybody on the line. Before I get off into that, I'm gonna start the show like this just because, you know, I can. So this 9-5 meal, Life to Being, we'll be right back. It's a Real Spill Show.
Light it up.
When I walk the city, I'ma rock the baby. Got a classic leather with a classic weather. I'm on top of shit like Stojakovic. Too fast, 55. White chocolate. I got game like Fox, baby. I got D like Mitchell. We gon' play this game, baby. Till they blow that whistle. That whistle. We fly, Silver Surfer. Hey. I'm behind the paint, Kevin Hurd. Kevin Hurd. Hey, pass the ball on my dope. I'm oh, I'm to the rim like Sabonis. Like Sabonis. Look at my feet when I dunk. When I dunk. Y'all can't play like mum.
Like mum.
What you mean? Black and purple, we the kings. Like the bang, like the bang.
Start staring. Putting numbers on the board, I'm the urn. Look up at the scoreboard, they embarrass it. Running through my city, I ain't never needed clearance. Man. Like Barnes, the way the 40 getting carried. Tip top, I'ma keep my spot, I ain't sharing them. They neglect us like they didn't want to hear it. Now we making them respect this when we making our appearance. Man. Full court pressure. 100 G sitting on the front seat of the Tesla. They ask me why we so aggressive. Fake things they put out excessive, and my time is of the essence. Tell me, tell the whole game we back. Got gang for the flames, got flame on wax. At 02 Kings, let's rewind that back. On your television screen, all you see is Shaq.
Meal, Light the Beam. That's that Sacramento Kings anthem. If you don't know, now you know. That's my homeboy. They playing it on 102.5 right now as we speak up on the microphone, and they playing it at the arena. You smell me? You know, so y'all make sure y'all represent. You know what I'm saying? If you're a Sacramento Kings fan, you know what I'm saying? You're about to lighten that beam. This is the official track, just so you know. Birdo, man, what the hell, man? They done kicked my homeboy, my brother out the motherfucking gym, man. What is the world coming to?
Man, just when you think you've seen it all, man, it's ridiculous. You're talking about a guy that's been to major sporting events year after year, has never had any issues, has come up in any negative light, and here these Karens, these entitled clowns, I guess you can call them, along with that bozo security, who I don't know if he thought he wanted to make a name for himself, but it was definitely the wrong name, man. It's ridiculous. You know, you have an entrepreneur, a guy that's been in the game and in music and now different business ventures, who has proven time and time again that is a classy, classy guy who's now wrapped up in this nonsense. You know him on such a personal level. How do you feel about it?
Oh, man, I just feel like, you know, he was there. You know, he came to Sacramento early. He was late for the bottle signing, but he was still there. He got there like one something. So, you know, he was there. The line was around the building. He was at like Beverly Moore's or shit like that, Wine and Spirits, all that, you know, that type of drone. And the line was around the corner. Everybody had their bottles. They getting their autographs. There's a lot of Sacramento people there. As I know, I was up there myself. I just happened to have another show, a fashion show that I had to perform at. So I'm pretty sure that he left like 5:30, like, you know, I'm pretty sure he got to the game late. And I'm pretty sure, you know, while he was sitting there signing autographs, he was having some glasses of wine and shit. So he was very relaxed. I could tell you, for him to get piped up like that, he was, you know, and I'm pretty sure he was just drinking wine. He was very relaxed, and he just wanted to really have a good time. And of course, it's hard when you eat 40. You know, a lot of people want to get your attention. They screaming your name. You know what I mean? They want pictures. They want this, that, the third. So, you know, you get worked. You get head packed is what we like to say. So I feel like he probably was. He already had a whole day of getting head packed. You know, his favorite pastime is going to the game, sitting courtside. It's very exciting to him, and you know he loves it. You know, if anytime somebody is spending, you know, anybody that's courtside is spending that type of money, you know, you should be able to, you know, kick your feet and have a ball, not have somebody heckle you, screaming, telling you to sit down or whatever, you know, have you. I wasn't there, but you could tell the way she was smiling and shit like that. She already been labeled a Karen. She was already on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? They put her face everywhere, and the security guard who tried to grab him. First of all, you know, E-40, you don't ever try to put your hands on him. That's a wrong move. You must have forgot. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he getting a reacquaintance now, that security guard. You know, and I posted on my Facebook that if my homie Bunky, who was a who works security at the arena, you know, he always because we just rocked that arena with Ice Cube and a few other people. You know, remember like December, packed house, 50-some thousand or 40-some thousand, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So for you to get kicked out of the same arena that you perform at and break bread with, that's just crazy to me. The security is very unprofessional and they scary. And any other thing I can come up with in the midst of this show, I will. But I have had good experiences with other security guards there. So I'm not gonna put everybody in that category. But whoever dude was and them other dudes. And the Gestapo-looking motherfuckers that walked up there and shit, that was just a bad look for you to try to act like you ganging up on. If I would have been there, I probably would have threw my drink at somebody because, you know, I would have probably already, you know, transformed into the Hulk, and it would have been nothing I could do.
Well,
it would have been nothing I could do.
Talking about transforming into the Hulk, Big Ol' Measy, how much do you think it actually took for 40, who's always so chill, man, and just relaxed, like you said, and he was super relaxed after having the fans at Total Wines, but also somebody who's not just at these major sporting events like we had mentioned, but is invited by the team or is invited by players in the sense of the Golden State Warriors and the San Francisco Giants, you know, at the World Series. You know, so it's like, why was this allowed? Why was only he addressed in this instance?
Well, like I said, I don't know, but, you know, like I said, matter of fact, I did do my due diligence like I usually do. Somebody had instant messaged me that it was a kid that was sitting next to the lady. I don't know if it was her son or whoever, but he was talking Big Bronco on Twitter or something like that. So they had sent me a screenshot. So I went on his page, and he had already took a picture of 40, and it said 40 water, I believe. You know what I'm saying? So he already a fan, but he went from a fan to a troll, you know, which is what, you know, this is what they do in 2023, you know, that everybody want their moment. So they got their moment. That's all I got to say about that. 40 texted me that next morning and he said, I'm in good spirits. You know, I ain't tripping. And when he say that, okay. Nothing else to do. It's a wrap. You know what I mean? You know, so that's it. We're going to leave it where it's at. She had her moment. They became famous. and it was, I see a whole bunch of 707s popping in. So our special guest of the night is on deck, Jonathan. So you don't have to be having a panic attack. We're going to get you in. Yeah, I seen a bunch. Look at those 707s popping up. Like I see them. But, man, like I said, man, I am a Kings fan. Don't ever get it twitted. You know, I don't switch up, but I will speak up is the period that I would like to put on that chapter right there, because, you know, I know how to – I have amnesia to shit like that. You know, I never forget, But I know how to, and 40 is, he know how to compartmentalize and put you on the back burner too, because he deals with a lot. And so the other thing is we up 2-0, you know what I'm saying? We up 2-0. I feel like we beat them handedly. They was coming back. Clay did hit us with a couple of barrages, a couple of threes. You know, they worked the same play like twice. I'm like, damn, y'all just gonna keep on falling for the same play. But we got through that. We got over that, and we up 2-0. Now Thursday we got to go deal with them in Frisco.
And our thing is I think we got to steal at least one in Frisco. You know, what good teams do, we found a way to win last night and in game one after, like you said, being down and it being a close game. We made a lot of huge plays. Davion Mitchell, to me, has been a huge factor for us off the bench. Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox have been lights out. Sabonis, you know, his dad, Arvydas Sabonis, for the guys that remember him with Portland, used to go to wars, so it should be nothing new in the playoffs. Like he said in his first interview, they're going for the ball. It's a game, and you move on to the next play. You know, do I agree with what Draymond did? No, but it's kind of the playoffs, kind of like what Pistons and the Bulls and those battles of the olden days. But, you know, the game's a little softer, I guess you can say, different now. Do you think Draymond should be suspended?
Well, like they say, it's your track record, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like your track record is what Stephen A. say, when backside gets sweaty and palms get itching. Palms get sweaty and backsides get itchy. That's when he start doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's always tough. I don't want nobody suspended. I'm be honest with you, not in my nature. But being a Kings fan, I wouldn't give a damn either way. I'm gonna be honest with you. It just is what it is. You know, at this point, even the last game after they did that to 40, I just sat back and watched the game. And at first game, I was nervous. You know what I'm saying? But now that I see that we are well equipped to handle the task, we got a coach in Mike Brown who was who was a coach for the Warriors. It's like okay, he has the experience to prepare our soldiers to go out there and battle, to go to the Bay, and it's not like Oakland. Trust me, it's not like they in Oakland, so it's not. You know, it's not the fear. You don't have that fear factor. Like, oh, we in the town. Like, oh shit, it's ill. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where they got, you know, all the homies is in. Between the ticket prices and it being in Frisco, I'm not saying that the community is gonna show up and show out. Don't ever get it twisted. But I'm just saying that same fear factor is. It, I don't know. I ain't even gonna say that because 40 gonna be there. He gonna be acting ass. I'm not putting nothing on it. They brought that on they self. Thank you, Karen and Kens and all y'all. When you go to the Bay, it's going to be zany. I'm not saying we're not going to win. I'm just saying prepare. If Draymond gets suspended, it's just going to be, well, boy, it's ill.
It's going to be a hostile environment, to say the least.
It's going to be a hostile environment for sure, and not even just that, but I'm here for it. I'm here for it. So let me bring my whole boy. Come on.
As long as we keep lighting the beam.
You real. I got the homie Camacho and DJ Slick Slicks. But you changed your name to DJ Slicks. When did you change your name to DJ Slicks?
Man, Slicks has been my tag name back in the 80s. So I used to tag Slicks. Call me, instead of Slick Rick, I used to be Slicks Rick, and that used to be my tag. And so I was always Slicks. I was always DJ Slicks. Never since.
What's your thoughts on
are you a
Kings fan?
Mini fire. I'm a Raider fan, man. All season. As hard as it is, I'm not really an NBA fan. I'm a March Madness fan. But I read something the other day. I love good basketball, right? I usually don't catch up to the NBA playoffs till like game five, game six, when it really matters. Right, and so, you know, I let these little four games play out, and then I like to catch them at the end when it really matters. Because I think the NBA players, man, they they lazy. They don't get back on defense. They don't do all kinds of basic stuff. They earn their way up there, and you know. And I never been a big NBA fan, but I like watching good basketball. And I seen somebody said the Kings are the Warriors are facing their former selves, right? The Kings are the new Warriors. That's what they're saying. They're like, man, they're like facing themselves when they was good, you know. And funny thing was when we was watching that game one, even the announcer said, if you've never watched the Kings, this is the Kings. Right, and I was like, "Wow, I guess
right.
Nobody's ever watched the Kings before." You
That's
know?
What I'm saying.
So,
they never watched.
Yeah,
they barely only showed. They barely showed one game, bro. Like one game on.
Yeah.
I think on TNT or something like that. So no, that's what I'm saying. So I'm watching Stephen A. I'm watching all these different talking heads, and they all saying, "Oh, it's about to be a slaughter," and or you know to that effect. And then they see, you know, we up 2-0, and now everybody like, hold on. Even Stephen A. was like, I got to apologize. I didn't know that's what it was. I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know that speed because, you know, one thing I noticed, Berto, too, is with Mike Brown, he adopted that strength in numbers. So coming off the bench,
mm-hmm.
It's like they say, it's like boom, 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 everybody coming in contributing. You know what I mean? So
those key factors off the bench for sure, and I agree with that, you know, that comparison of us running and gunning like Splash Brothers used to do. You know, unfortunately, after that injury for Clay, he hasn't been the same, and, you know, Steph getting up there in regards to basketball years, and, you know, I think I like our chances. We match up with them real well, but, you know, hopefully
mm-hmm.
we can
don't be that
get
person.
Our respect.
Hey, don't be that person when we come back next week. I thought you say Steph and Clay was old after they both put up 50 points. Don't be that guy. Hey, don't forget that we are now, ladies and gentlemen, we are now broadcasting on iHeartRadio. We are also, hold on, let me make sure I get my whole list because I told them we are broadcasting on iHeartRadio. You know, the show gets saved, and then by the end of the show, you'll be able to listen to it on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora. If you got a Audible, you can listen to the show on Audible, Apple Podcasts, and a whole bunch of other places, man. This is my third iteration of this show. I never knew that I could keep, you know, going, you know, taking it at different levels, Camacho. Even from when me and you had our show, Soul Kitchen Radio, we had tremendous guests. But we never figured out how to monetize or, you know, take it, you know, the next level like that because it didn't exist.
Right. And by the way,
so now
all
it's like
old
I'm,
shows is all on iTunes. All them old shows is on iTunes.
That's all.
You can listen to all our old episodes from Soul Kitchen Radio back in the day. So, yeah, you know, you're doing big things now, on Meezy, with this Real Spill show. You've been through it. And learning the running over the hurdles.
So we about to run this mix. I see all the legends of the Emerald Triangle is on the line. So I'm gonna do this 420 mix, y'all. Don't hang up. I see all y'all on there. I'm gonna talk to you in a second on the back channel. We're gonna get this organized, but before that, we are gonna run this 420 mix by my homeboy Camacho, DJ Slicks in the motherfucking mix. It's the Real Spill Show, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is the Treat Lady, creator of Mouthgasms. We are having an amazing sale on my website, mouthgasms.com. Use code BOOTY50 to save 50% off of our booty shorts, thongs, and cheekers. If you're looking for the treats, just tap into my Instagram and send me a message. From our syrups, squeezers, caramels, gummies, brookies, blondies, and more, a taste like no other. Artisanal edibles, true connoisseurs indulge in. With Mouthgasms, taste the luxury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? It's the hungry, hustling African-American wet dream. The successful failure, the acceptable reject. Yes, I get dissed, but it's with respect. The rock and roll gangster. OG, Amsterdam, Afro, money-making marijuana, smoking mother M.A.A., you know what I'm saying? And yes, you're listening to Real Spill with my homeboy, Big O Meezy, Fasheezy. And you know why? You're here because you got because you got high, because you got high. And then you drunk some of that Coke 45 with two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need out.
Party got these bitches off of Molly and they rollin'. Bitches poppin' pills like it's both pain. in the eyes on the shit. Molly probably fantasizing all about my dick. Only one real nigga, take a pic. And all you haters, I'ma take your bitch. Every nigga in the club see the same hoe. With the same friends, all they do is change clothes. Try to bowl and they pussy say they lame clothes. If you fucking for your rent, you a lame hoe. Oops, yeah, I said that. Half of y'all niggas in here frontin' where y'all bread at. Gon' stutter rap. Thought so, can't do it like this, broke nigga.
If say you gotta work.
Many clouds, many clouds running through my dome as I float, float on.
About the good old days when I put the tucker high in the Colombian girl. You know the girl with the money got the big man pump. Now feeling kinda high, yet kinda keyed. Many clouds are smoky, no clouds, 9 feet. See, I got the tasty waves and the cool buzz. But you smell what it is, now you smell what it was.
Cause we smoke fat blunts and we write dope rhymes. Play video games and read high times. And then make the beat tight, hoping that the song might sell a million copies to the folks smoking dank, right?
My daddy made you jump.
And daddy Mac kept you warm, but I didn't miss the bus to the marijuana farm in the Humboldt County, the northern part of Cali, where Hammer can't dance like my man grows plants.
Never spent the AP, cause my homie dance solo.
With a fat Philly butt on a hard status logo.
Just making out, now the boys got clout. Now it's time to show the world what we all love out.
See, we smoke two joints before we smoke two joints. And then we smoke two more.
We be drumming,
smoke two joints before we smoke two joints. And then we smoke two more.
This is drumming, drumming, drumming.
Girls in check, the double neck, best brother, wreck the discotheque. Sit back, relaxing while my squad kick back. And tap your man back and be like,
did you see that?
Ah, yes. Coming from the north, south, east, west. Hold your nose and take
DJ
a deep breath. Reset, we bless. Mike, 3 times a day, 3 times a night. It all equals subliminal sequel. Strictly laughing at MCs. Lyrics to years that run more than 10 deep. Brothers be like, ah, he changed his style up. Shut your mouth up, you're still a drug.
Right,
it's 96, so get with it.
Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC.
3, 2, 1, coming in with a bang. 2 dark skin niggas on a motherfucking gang. Pimps with limp, never known as such a smoke. Dang, not the bammer shit. Damn, that bammer ain't no good. You might as well smoke some rolled up wood. And you laugh and shit, those lines was funny. But you trip on the shit that I'm stressing, your punk ass dummy. You with the program, can't you see, fam? Nothing but a scammer for a con. Nothing but an untruth, a fear. Where everyday life is dank to claim to fame. Ain't it a gram that you seek to gain? Once knew a girl named Britney. Smoking that bammer with her everyday agenda. She used to laugh and giggle until Mr. C moved next to her building. I tried to get her, but she acted kinda soft, so I shared my dank. I got her real high, she invited me up to her room.
My nigga,
for you bitches, honey boom, honey boom. We smoked more dank without a pause. And later that night, I was in them draws. See, Fisco niggas ain't no punks. Put guts in our way, and they're gonna give up on Prentice and Horn at the point. Can't handle the dank, the reason, grab a joint.
No banner weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SF.
It's your boy, Randy Heat Monster, and you're listening to The Real Spill Show, hosted by Big O' Maisie. Get a bar.
What's happening, y'all? This is E-40 Belafonte Bellagiano Bellwether, and you're listening to my partner, Big O' Maisie. You understand me? Yeah, man. Yeah, on The Real Spill Show, man. Yeah, man.
Shout out Slick's Mix for that mix, man. That was one of them ones, man. You took it back, you took it far, but you definitely did that 420 thing. I truly appreciate you. We're gonna talk to you later on in the show, my guy. you know, of course, I'm trying to use my radio voice. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying, because I have my special guest, you know what I'm saying, in the building. With no further ado, man, every time I'm up, you know, me and 40 and the whole crew, man, we've been up to Humboldt so many times. I was talking to John about that, the Mateo Community Center. And so many times we, you know, as soon as we either on a tour bus or we get some vehicles and we, you know, take that trek up there, they always showed us so much love. They, you know, so much love. Big buds thrown on stage. Just a good time. And I'm pretty sure, you know, these legends of the Emerald Triangle, you know, has something to do with that. Make some noise. We got the homie Johnny. Hold on, let me get everybody's names properly. We got Johnny Casale, Jesse Robinson, Chris Anderson, and Jason Gilman, you know what I'm saying, live on the Real Spill Show. Hold on, let me bring y'all in one at a time.
Yo.
That's the first time I've... What's up? Welcome to the Real Spill Show, guys. How you doing?
Big O Meezy,
thanks for having us.
Right on, Big O.
Man, this is this. Hey, ever since me and John was talking about this, I knew I wanted to have you guys on my show. You know, this is a very powerful. You know, everybody has so much to say about the state of cannabis, and you got when John and my homie Tone brought us up there to each of you guys' facilities, you know, it was so powerful, it was so magical, because, you know, you have in your head what you think Humboldt is, but then when you really get up there daytime, because most of the time when we went up there, except for one time when we was on tour, we went to a hotel and we just got one room just so we could take a shower, and then we was, you know, at the Mateo. So it was like, but when you're there in the daytime and you see the sunset and when we was up at Sticky Fields Farms and we was at Huckleberry, it was so powerful, and just the love that that Redwood showed, it was just, I mean, it was off the chain. I still got to get up there to Ridge, you know what I'm saying, so I can get some more of that Lance, man, that powerful Lance. But for the most part, I got super love. I'm saying all that to say I got super love, man. I got super love for y'all, and welcome to the show. And it's a privilege to have everybody on.
We definitely appreciate that,
Warrior.
Johnny. It's all good. It's all good. First of all, who everybody on here is a Warrior fan?
Oh yeah.
We're Warriors fans.
I'm a Celtics fan. Sure. West Coast Celtics fan.
Wait, who's that? Chris?
Yeah, cut him out. Cut him off.
Sorry.
I instantly knew that as soon as he said that. I said, oh, that's definitely Chris. No question. He got to be. But the reason why I really wanted to have all you guys on, I did see the documentary and watching that documentary after meeting all you guys made it even doper. But I wanted to make sure that I started with Johnny, because Johnny, when we went up to your property to Huckleberry Farms, and you showed us the different strands you have for the mom's weed, the Willie Nelson weed that you had growing, Rose had the gong, and we just said the prayer and shit like that, man. Hey, that's an experience that I want. And when you told your story, and I want you, you know, you don't have to get, you know, super, super off into it, but you know, when you hear you talk about your history and hear about, you know, unfortunately being incarcerated for marijuana, and I seen that, and when you was talking about it, how emotional you got, I wanted to make sure that a lot of people could experience that. Because one, it's the dedication. You know, a lot of people out here, you know, smoke. They disrespect the weed. They put it in, you know, these ungodly wraps that they put it in and shit like that, and dress it, you know, so flagrantly and whatever. But the herb itself, you know, I look at it differently. I look at it, you know, it is medicine, but at the end of the day, it's the camaraderie that it does for Earthlings. And you guys being the Jedi, and I said to myself, I said, what name can I come up with for you guys that grow, the master growers, that, because just a master grower, that's not even like, that's, you know, for the stuff that y'all do, that's not even a word for it. You're definitely the Jedi Knights of growing cannabis, I would like to say, and cultivating and all that. But can you tell everybody your story, Johnny, just and how you got into the business?
Yeah, I'll keep it shorter than I usually do, Big O. But, and it's really a story that can be told by anybody from the Emerald Triangle. You know, having grown up here, you know, we were running from helicopters from the time we were, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old. And, you know, these were sometimes Blackhawk helicopters with guys in AR-15s fucking pointing them at us. You know, all kind of because Ronald Reagan, you know, demonized this plant and declared the war on drugs. And, you know, they thought they were going to stop us from doing what we do. And, you know, now they legalized it, you know, so obviously they couldn't beat us. So they thought they'd join us. But anyway, you know, I always followed my mom around, and, you know, it was a cool thing. I looked at it just like I did a zucchini plant or a tomato plant, and it was just a plant, you know. It helped cure a lot of people from a lot of ailments, and you know, relieves a lot of stress, and that's how we always looked at it here. That's how all of us did. And, you know, at sometimes when the helicopters got so bad, we were growing in trees, we were growing underneath trees, we were growing underground with fucking generators and indoors. So they, you know, they would do one thing and we would do another, and now I guess they got us. They got us to go legal. They fucked us, Big O. anyways, my parents left at one point or another, and they wanted to go fishing. And I, you know, I stayed back here with my best friend, just like all of us did. We had buddies and stuff that we grew with, and, you know, it was fun. It was great. We created a lifestyle of our own, the way we wanted to do it and how we wanted to do it and when we wanted to do it. And it was just a cool way to kind of separate us from, you know, living underneath the man and doing all that other stuff. That shit to me, I don't think I could ever do it. And so, you know, we charged pretty hard back in the 90s, and Ronald Reagan, like I said, was really trying to punish us with enforcement. And my best friend and I got turned in by this old man down our road, and we ended up getting busted. I woke up to 30 federal agents coming up my driveway, and never had a speeding ticket before. Never would hurt anybody, you know. You know, that just would was living my own life. And, you know, we being pretty naive here in the country, we didn't know there was a difference between state and federal law, right? If, you know, if I break the law or I break the rules, you think you get the same punishment. In Humboldt, it was always my plan. We always had a plan. And the plan was, if we got busted, first-time offenders always just get probation in Humboldt. If you're growing weed, it was like, you know, jaywalking. And so, but then these guys, the feds, they showed up at my doorstep, and those guys have all kinds of different rules. And so my lawyer told me, you know, I was looking at 10 years to life in jail for a first-time nonviolent offender for a mandatory minimum. And, you know, I was kind of like in disbelief, and they were just trying to scare me. So I'd rat on one of my buddies, and that's really what they wanted me to do. And I probably didn't have to do any time, you know, if I ratted, but I would also had to live with myself. And, you know, I wasn't raised like that. And my friends and everybody we hung out with weren't raised like that. But, you know, during those years, we as a community, we built the, you know, fire departments, the technical rescue teams, the Mateo Community Center. We built an infrastructure around us that was amazing, that protected us from the outside world, really. And so we were a tribe. We were a community that is like no other. Is that Gailman back there laughing at me?
Well, no, that was probably me.
But, okay, well, So long story short, I went to court for like three and a half years, and I got sentenced to 120 months, did 8 years at Lompoc Federal Prison Camp. And then I got out to like this most amazing supportive community. I was met when I got home with my dad, 50 people from this community that really helped me get my life back in order. And, you know, they were just so helpful and getting me going again.
Is that the most emotional part of the journey, the eight years that you lost, or was it the overwhelming support that you got when you got out?
You know, it was really, you know, when you're, it's really hard to explain jail, and not a whole lot of people, you know, people that have been there kind of understand what I'm saying, but, you know, you're by yourself, you're alone in there, and yeah, you make friends and it's all good, but, you know, I was in there for 3,000 days and it was hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, you lose a lot in that much time. And I lost a lot of good friends. I kept a lot of good friends. I lost my mom when I was in jail, and I really lost everything I owned. When I got out, I had just, you know, this house that I live in. My mom left it to me, and I was met by this community that was then and now is my family that I lost. So there's no amount of money in the world that could buy what we have here and that kind of bond. And that's why when I'm talking about it, I never really talk about Humboldt as much as I talk about the Emerald Triangle, because these imaginary lines that separate us really don't separate our spirit or our values or our commitment to one another. And it's a special place. And I was thinking about it. I was sitting here with goosebumps and smiling when I hear you talk about Humboldt and coming here to the farm, because when I give tours, it's that magical moment that you were just sharing with people is the reason why we do what we do. It was, and I can hear it in your voice. I can hear you got it. You felt the magic. And even though you've been up here a bunch of times, it touched you in a way that, you know, doesn't happen all the time. And so when I can get to watch that happen, and we get to, you know, watch that happen when we share our different cultivars and stuff with people, it's an amazing, and it's worth more than any amount of money could ever give us. So that's why we do what we do. It's not about the money. It's about the consumers. It's about, you know, sharing our legacy with those people out there that have never had a chance to experience some good Humboldt. And that's all it is. It's that simple. That's who we are.
And then you got somebody like Jesse, who when we went on his farm, that was just a whole nother vibe. That was just like Dr. Doolittle of plants, like all kind of different plants. So he definitely has like a green thumb. Jesse, how did you get off into it?
Oh shit! Growing cannabis, growing weed when I was younger. I was raised up in the East Bay, and we used to go out to Oakland and buy, you know, bammer weed, little sacks of, you know, 10 sacks. And all that brick weed, it always had a bunch of seed. And I was like 12 years old, and I immediately, man, broke out some seeds and was growing them in my folks' backyard. And a few years later, my dad, you know, caught me in the backyard with a bunch of plants, and he didn't whoop my ass. He just kind of flipped out a little bit, fucked up some shit, and then told me that my grandma had a bunch of plants and that we could go up and go check her out real quick. So we went up to her place, and she had a bunch of weed, a big garden, and it totally set me into a whole nother life, because, you know, I was a little kid. I was about 14, 15 when they told me I could go up and trim with my grandma and my grandpa and my aunt and uncle. It was legit for me from then on out with my parents to grow, to hustle. As long as I, you know, brought it back to the family, as long as I know, brought money home. It was okay. You know, my parents didn't have much money. They didn't have much going on, so it was a good thing to have a little extra income that we could grow in the backyard. And then it was also fair because grandma grew it. Aunties and uncles had it up north. And I just got lucky, I would say, that I didn't get my ass whooped and I didn't get sent off, that I had a cool parent, grandparent that were already into it. And it was just a natural thing for me. I love plants.
So Sticky Fields is your farm. How long you been doing Sticky Fields? Or like, I seen the big tall tree that you grew, they told me that that's when you went viral for like
I had a video that went viral from shaking up a tree. I shook up some dew off a tree, and it made it look kind of cool, made it look big. And it is a big tree. They're giant trees. And it took off online for me. There was really not a lot of people posting a lot of things like that online. I kind of jumped up against before a lot of people, I guess, and got myself out there. But I've been deleted many times. All those good accounts that were gone. All those videos I took are gone. You know, the censorship that they have with cannabis on Instagram sucks.
That's crazy. It's like every day it's like I think Mouthgasm was the last person that she was like she was somewhere on a business trip and checked her page and that shit was just gone. All her posts and everything it just disappeared. And it's just gone, just out of there. No, nothing. I wonder if you pay that little $14.99 if you could really just pick up the phone and talk to somebody if that would stop them from doing that. Maybe we might have to look into that.
Somebody has got to have done it by now. I mean, no. What's up, Jason? You do it yet?
Do what?
The blue
Jason,
now, right?
Jason is already very yeah,
oh,
he,
yeah
ver- he verified.
Is that a phone call?
No help. We're shadow of Santa
Fantasy. Rizline, let me tell you something. And John can attest to this, bro. All of last summer, guys, this was another reason why I was happy that I went up there because I was in search of the perfect strain. I smoked everything from Pack Bros, everything they had going on, the Red Fence, the Pinatas of the world, the
Orbit. Be careful what you're about to say.
Listen,
you got three farmers on here.
Listen, I got to keep it a bean. I got to keep it a bean. John know I'm going to keep it a bean. That Lance?
No, you like the trees.
Woo!
Man, that damn Lance. And I told him, see, I keep it a bean. When I go live, I make sure that I tell it was like, I'm just talking about from what? Like Keith, I consider myself like the Keith Lee. He does food. I do this THC. You understand me? So all the strands that I smoke, I'm going for effect. I'm going for, you know, everything, you know, the smell. Of course, when you get to the mom's weed, that was up there for sure. I already said that. The only Sticky Fields I had, I think I had the Mandarin. I think you gave me a jar. You gave me a jar of the Mandarin, which I went through that with the hurry upness. And it was like Red Fence. It was like Red Fence Orbit. But then the Lance came and took over the world of life. I'm sorry. Everybody know that.
The Lance is
but
fire.
That's not saying.
The Lance is fire.
I'm just trying to say, but that's not saying that is not it. Okay, good. Well, I'm just saying, I just got to keep it a bean. That's the one right now until John resupplies it when I go back out there and then, you know. But everything does something different is what I'm basically trying to say, you know, for me. For me, that but Jason is like, look, Jason is like, if you compare it to Men in Black, he's you, Johnny, everybody, y'all is like, y'all the factors, and then he come in with the new hotness is the way he got. You know, it's just the way I look to me. He probably was. You just seem like the one that the technology and stuff is. I haven't been to your farm, so. But how did you get into the game? What's your perspective, and how did you look at them at these cats who went through all that for you to be doing what you're doing?
Dude, he went through that too. His dad got fucking taken away in the net.
How did you get into it? I was born into it. There wasn't no deciding. We were you know, here, come help us carry fucking shit down the hill to the plant. How did I get into weed? That's what we do. That's what we did from day one, you know? And it's thanks a lot for that love for that, Lance. It's something like that. It does mean a lot to me, considering that, you know, I have lots of different strains, but that's one that, you know, I created with my dad. And so,
I didn't know
we
that.
We all make strains, you know, and so all winter long, what do? Me and Johnny talking to each other. We're popping seeds. We're doing, you know, crosses. We're sexing plants, and you come out and we waste a huge chunk of our grow area, you know, for just trying to find the new next best. And, you know, it takes a while. You never know when you're going to find that one. And then you get that one and it's, you know, right away. But, Johnny telling the story, it always gives me goosebumps because, you know, I'm a little younger than him, but growing up here, you know, that whole thing really touched all of us because we were all, you know, we were just little punks in the hills growing weed and running from the cops and the helicopters and all of that. Somebody as well known as Johnny get taken down and taken away, the whole court thing, everything. It was a big part of our life.
Oh, so you saw happened, so you saw all that. How old were you when all that was happening?
You know, I don't know exactly. I mean, he's got to be about 80 now. I'm like 30, so I'm pretty young. I don't know the exact age, you know, but we all looked up to him. We still do. And so, you know, somebody like him, you know, he took the brunt of what we were all doing. We were all doing the exact same thing. And to see, you know, such a good community member, a good person, you know, do time like that, it was a real, a rude awakening for a lot of us. It scared the shit out of us. But to see how he did it, you know, he didn't snitch, he didn't do nothing. He went and did the time. And it was hard to watch, but it was definitely something that really this whole community, it really hit us hard, you know. But, yeah, it wasn't really, you know, when we started here. A lot of us, this is just what we were born into. We don't know anything other. This is, you know, it's kind of bittersweet watching the new age weed world come around. It's like a popularity contest. And, you know, and I know I'm sitting there, I'm doing stuff with cookies, I'm doing stuff with all this, but no matter what, I'm doing stuff with Chris at Redwood Roots. What, we're brothers, we're best friends, we're, you know, we'll be doing.
Hold on, let me make sure that Chris, Chris had, let me make sure Chris, I got his line. Is this Chris right here? A4? That's you, Chris. Let me make sure Chris is on because he had dipped out for a sec. Chris, that's you?
You never know with Chris. He dips out a lot.
Hello?
Oh, that's definitely not Chris. Hold on.
That's definitely not
somebody,
Chris.
John, you got to tell me which number oh, let me bring John on. John, you got to tell me which number is Chris so I can bring.
Okay.
8420s.
Oh, okay, there we go. He didn't say that. Okay. All right, Chris, you back on. I want to make sure why he's saying
I'm just trying to say, you know, like, I'm working with these other people. You know, we have to get our name out there. That's where we're at. We have to get our herb to other people that smoker, because a lot of people don't, you know, they can't get our small distributors, you know, they can't, they all in their head, they think of weed, they think of cookies or something like that, which is, you know, they have, you know, they carry our product, and I respect that. But, you know, with people like Chris that are keep grinding and, you know, and so as somebody that's come from, you know, Southern Humboldt and the small community, we all kind of stick together no matter what. And we will from, you know, through all this. And
now, was that always like that, Chris? That hold on. Yeah, was that always like that, Chris, where everybody is like connected and shit like that? Hold on, did he drop again? What type? What is he on? The cricket? His phone key?
Hey, Big O,
Jason, he just texted me.
He just texted me. He said he's 5 minutes from service. He's got a gun.
Oh, okay.
He's going in.
Okay, cool. Was it always like that, guys? Where everybody working together, or is that a necessity? You know, major necessity now,
you know,
that,
you know,
everybody,
Big O,
work together.
Around here, everybody does what they want to do. You know, you could grow your indoor, your clone room, your outdoor. You could do anything you want to do. Everybody has that freedom. Some people go huge. Some people go small, just like in real life, whatever. When I say real life, because we're in a little weird-ass bubble here. But, you know, no matter what, we are a community. I go to town still. I know every single, you know, not every person, but I know most of the people I see, you know, and you know, my mom was a big part of, like, Reggae on the River, you know. So we grew up in, like, Reggae on the River. Mateel, I watched the first boards, you know, the first walls go up with the Mateel. You know, it's like we were all kind of – we were all there. We're all in this community watching the same stuff happen. So, you know, it's growing up hiding in the bubble, and now we're, like, trying to get out of the bubble so everybody can see us and you know, understand us and give our – you know, give us some love while we're kind of hurting here in this community right now. It's kind of a weird opposite effect, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we started poor, so it's okay. We know how to, you know, we can handle a beatdown, but, you know, we're just going to keep doing what we do. We grow good weed here.
So
we're good people. We're good family people and good community.
Hey, Big O, you know.
Yes, sir.
All I got to say is we might be legal now, but I'm so grateful that we had that chance to experience history when that shit was almost $6,000 a pound for outdoor. We were killing it.
Big butt, too. I'm talking butt. Darn, one butt.
Oh my God! I mean, everybody, every song back then was talking about Humboldt, bro. So it's like, before you even knew what purple was and all this shit, you always wanted to get something from Humboldt. And a lot of people took a lot of chances, you know, driving up there and meeting with whoever they was meeting with to come back for that, you know, what you guys had to offer. So you talked about the change. What changed besides the major thing is the laws that changed that's crippling the industry now, you know.
I mean,
I want you to feel free to talk about it. You know, yeah, talk to me. I'll talk back.
You know,
I'm
not going
to
cry about
different.
What really. Yeah, we can't sit
I
here.
I think
and
every
give
county's
all,
different. Ask
on.
Jesse about Mendo's dealing with some stuff now. That's just, you know, after everything everybody's gone through, it just never stops. It just happens. It just keeps coming. And what Mendocino is going through right now is a prime example of just some of the major hurdles, farm ending type situations that just add to the stress, and that doesn't need to happen. But I'll let Jesse talk about that more, but it's really important.
Yeah, only 1% of Mendocino has an annual license. That's six farms out of 600 farmers that have tried to have
wow.
a permit here in Mendocino County. To me, it seems more criminal. We've lost the chief person in charge of the cannabis industry again, which we've lost, I think, about four people that were in charge of our of this cannabis program in Mendocino County through the county, and they just pretty much screwed every person here, or just made it very stressful for us the last 6 years. by not passing us through like they're supposed to, and pretty much letting the state pretty much lead the way. They try to step in front of the state and do more things than the state needed. Hopefully the state is going to come in now and expedite everybody and speed everything through and get us in. It seems to me like they're going to. They've already pushed forward to try to help me. I hear them and I talk to them myself, so I'm not really too worried. I think that the state is going to push the county aside and come in and make sure that we make it. This is a huge amount of farmers in this area that include a huge amount to California. We are a huge amount to California. They do not want to lose us.
I also had a wonderful experience at Redwood Roots. I think we got Chris back on. Chris, you on?
Chris? Yes, sir. Just barely pulling into the parking lot there, Bembo. The van full of reefer.
There's always a diva. Look, Chris the diva of the whole crew, right? That's what's happening.
What was that?
E40, man. E40.
No, he's banging all of our weed, so he's always busy.
I was planning on being home
in time to eat some microdoses and drink some tequila and join you proper and be all lighthearted, but I had to drive this van full of weed down Highway 101 instead.
Oh, yeah. Shit. What's the, we're going to do that next time. Hey, table that until the next time I'm up there. I'm staying, though. I'm not coming back.
You.
I can't drive. That's 4 hours. Tell everybody about Redwood Roots.
Well, Redwood Roots is now a distribution company, and we also have a non-storefront delivery license as well, but we're just focused on distribution and really just started it. Was definitely, just like these fellows, pretty anti the whole legalization and outlaw for life mentality, but ended up joining this legal party, seeing the writing on the wall after I went to the Emerald Cup in 2015. First time I'd ever been to a legal weed event. I'd never been to a dispensary, and it was just blown out and really just kind of saw the writing on the wall. Went with one of my best friends for life, and on the way home, we called our attorney and decided to form a co-op. Or not a co-op, but a collective back in the end of the 215 era. And since then, it's just kind of transformed into this Prop 64 licensed distribution company. And really, I'm a farmer at heart. I grew up farming weed and miss it dearly. I still get to grow my 6 little plants in the backyard, but although I'm a distribution company, I'm not a distributor. I'm really a farmer.
The
I'm a
worst
community
weed
member.
You would ever smoke, Big O. Stay away.
these three are lucky I don't still farm, because I'd be taking all the cake, really, actually.
Oh, man. I'm up for that Farmer's Challenge.
Hey,
Humbo Challenge, man. That's a reality
here,
show. Let's get it.
Some of my personal out of my yard, just you'll be stoked. But, yeah, so really I just found myself in a place to serve in the community. It was really I love to serve. I'm a hard worker, and I just really like, you know, these fellows on the line are my best friends and heroes and mentors for life. I actually was I worked with Johnny even in the patch that he got busted in, and I've been busted many times and just been real, real lucky to escape the edge of jail. I was busted on my own personal farm where I live about 5 years ago, even though I had a licensed collective and was breaking no state laws. The law enforcement decided to still come and raid my house and took all my money, took all my weed, took all my plants, and really literally left me. I, just like Johnny, I literally, if it wasn't for this community, I literally had nothing 5 years ago. I had to borrow money from my dad, and my people were bringing me boxes full of food and buying me groceries and shit to get me back on my feet. And so it's, you know, I'm just another dude just like these guys that just loves reefer. I love herb. I love, you know, I've always believed in the medicinal value of it. I believe that, you know, another big part of herb for me, and I believe for these guys too, is the relationships that it's gifted us and myself. I wouldn't have, you know, 99.9% of the friends that I've had and lifelong friends, new friends, if it wasn't for herb. So I just, you know,
the herb is it's all about giving to me. I've probably given as much weed away in my life as I've sold. And I'm not, it's not bragging. I just believe that it's meant to be shared. And I just love what, you know, I just love weed, man, at the end of the day. And so the Red Roots is just a distro, man. We're here to serve the community and sell, bring, you know, it's an honor to just be a part of this whole, you know, part of the legal game. It's like my role is to go get herb from these guys and bring it through the license supply chain. And where it ends up is in your hands and other people's hands. And so to be just be a part of that process and bringing these fellows' life's work to the people like yourself is my role. And I'm just super honored, honestly, and just feel super blessed at the end of the day to be a part of it.
And, you know, it is. It's in your fingers. It's probably, if you look at your fingers, it's probably green right now, huh? All your fingertips is probably just full of
just in our heart.
Sticky, icky.
I got like probably 400 pounds in the back of my van right now. It's top secret. I'm just blasting it all over the world right now. But, you know,
they won't hear it till tomorrow. Well, not even, some of them heard it today, but they'll hear it tomorrow though. But that brings me to the documentary. What's the name of the documentary?
Well, what are we talking about, Miguel?
Yeah, there's a few of them.
The one that John sent me. John sent me the documentary. I watched that shit early one Saturday morning. He sent me the link to the documentary. I'm gonna let John. What's the name of the
Legacy John, Southern the Humboldt one by Bovida. The Legacy Southern Humboldt by that Bovida put together.
Now look at us. We gotta look that shit up. There you go.
I don't even know the name of it, honestly.
The one that
Johnny, it's the one.
Yeah, it's the one Bovida did. I don't even know the name of it. Legacy something.
That shit was amazing.
Yeah, they're gonna drop it. They're gonna drop
that documentary.
They're gonna drop that on 422, and yeah, I don't know. We're just trying all different ways, just to try to communicate with people and tell the story because. You know, there's so many different people out there that are trying to, you know, talk like us and walk like us. And, you know, I'm not saying we're deserving of anything, but I think it's also important that the consumers, the people out there understand how this all evolved to legalization. And it's just a story. It's not any one person. It's different areas throughout the county. But it's definitely the Emerald Triangle that really took the brunt of, you know, the war on drugs and, you know, kind of what I consider to be the bullseye of a dartboard of where a multi-billion-dollar industry is being created. And so through these documentaries, we can communicate and reach more people because we're always up on the farm growing weed. I mean, there's not, you know, it's hard to go out and do farmer days. It's hard to go out and talk to people. So there's only a certain amount of avenues. And that's really what's cool about you too. You touch a whole different genre of people that we want to get to know, that we want to share the story and have them understand what we went through and sacrificed to get to this point. And so besides your fucking, the amazing hip hop, you know, that group of friends that you co-signed for, because nobody really comes to this farm. Obviously John co-signed for you, and John and your
Hell
friend
yeah.
Tony, you brought up, are amazing people. You know, he co-signed for you and brought you up here. And, you know, now, you know, we totally respect you and we want you to bring your friends and share what we have and get to, you know, talk to them and share with
like
them.
Nobody.
And build
I, don't like, I don't like nobody. I don't know who I want to bring up to Fantasy Island. You know what I'm saying? You can't bring everybody to Fantasy Island, man. Fuck that. They ain't going to mess up my shit. It's trying to be a lottery of some sort. Some sort of lottery, some type
of
golden ticket.
Part of these opportunities too is like, yeah, it has been rough, you know, the last little bit. And Johnny did go to jail, and we've lost other people to murder over herb, a pound of weed, 4 pounds of weed, and it's been rough. But it's also that's not story here. Like, it's been a great life, and there's a lot of positivity and love and sharing and the sense of community and giving back to the community and community building. A lot of these farmers up here are chiefs of the volunteer fire department or board members of the Mateel Community Center, or Jason's, you know, coached Little League baseball his whole life. And, like, so it's like there's a lot more. You know, this place is known for herb and weed and all those stories, and fuck Murder Mountain, by the way. I think that's like such a small little fragment of what this place is really all about. So I think these are great opportunities for people to understand that this place is not Murder Mountain, and that there's a lot of really, really good people up here, kind-hearted souls and giving people. And we have a great time, and we love music, and we love hip-hop, and we love reggae music. And so I think it's really important for people to hear that it's like, it is not all, the sky ain't falling on us. We're here, we're resilient, and we're here to stay. And we just want to keep doing what we've done our whole lives and keep sharing that herb with the people. So I think it's really important for people to hear that part of the story too.
And then probably every...
Big up easy. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have a Reggae on the Ridge line. You come up here and play.
Hell yeah. Fast.
All right. We're in.
I already said when I went to, oh, go ahead. Oh, yeah, I'm there. I'm there for sure. Lock me in. Straight up. And then Rose can come up when I do level 2022 with a fat joint, and we're going to just be throwing him to the crowd.
we'll get Ricky Williams.
Yeah, she's going to have her gong. I want her to bring the gong up there, you know what I'm saying, with the incense.
Yep. Ricky Williams loved that too, man. She had Ricky Williams just zoned. So get you and Ricky Williams up here for that show. That'd be great.
I got my homie Birdo, the sports guru, on here. He's going to ask you a couple questions. Birdo, you got some questions for the legends?
Well, gentlemen, as you know, congratulations, and hope everything keeps going well for you guys on the farms and with the different ventures you guys take in regards to the flower. And I understand you guys saying you guys are farmers and it started as a plant. For the people that aren't very familiar with the health benefits, what are some that may surprise some people, or even something you could recommend that marijuana proves to be medically beneficial to them?
Well, I'm a skinny boy, so it always helps my appetite.
Yeah, and I think really what's important to know is what makes me feel good or helps heal me for one thing might not make you feel good or heal what you need to be healed, you know? So there's a lot of work on the consumer's part that really needs to figure out like the different terpenes and, you know, THC and cannabinoids and discover really what ones of those makes their body and their makeup feel good. And, you know, there's a lot to it, right, Jess? It's more than just saying you grow the best and just making everybody feel the same. It makes everybody feel different, I think.
Well, there's also a lot of products that are derived from the flower that are super, super helpful for people's quality of life. There's a lot of pain-relieving salves, and I think, you know, what I hear a lot of is pain relief and sleep aids. And, you know, I know there's a lot of research done about cancer, of course, and there's a couple of farms that we know very well have created some really effective RSO, which is Rick Simpson oil, that have been being used by doctors in the Bay Area to literally cure cancer for real. That's like a factual information. So there, I think as you know, the public might not know or know that there's this, like, I think it's just so unknown and so vast what cannabis can do for people and what the herb can do for people that it's like, I think it's just, we're just barely tapping into the scientific medical studies of it. But I know through testimonials of giving people product, whether it be flower or again salve or tincture or RSO or whatever, I've personally handed those products to people at the Emerald Cup, and the following year had people come to our booth specifically looking for that product. People in wheelchairs, you know, that are like, oh my God, I slept through the night for the first time in years by rubbing that salve on my feet, type of shit. So it's endless, honestly, is what I think.
But I think that's kind of cool to be able to know that, hey, you get a consumer that comes and says, hey, man, that was some fire flower you had. And then in retrospect, you get a customer, like you say, that shows up in a wheelchair talking about, man, that's the first time that I can remember I slept through the night. So that gratification in different ways must be, you know, just super cool, I guess, to say. And something I learned, I guess, that marijuana is in a sense like a diet, having to know which one may work for me to give me that pain relief or give me that sense of relaxation, opposed to me thinking that it does that for you is going to do it for me. So I appreciate your guys' time and being here on The Real Spill with us.
I want to bring somebody. I love her. I love her products. She, if you guys ever run into Mouthgasms, she's on the line. She makes the best edibles. They said they wanted some of the panties that you was rocking in the commercial.
Okay, the gentleman. Hell no.
That couple people.
I'm pretty lit, but I do have them in stock, plenty in all sizes, if you want to squeeze in them.
But she does make the best edibles. John got me my package. I want to let you know I got my T-shirt, my Mouthgasms T-shirt. And I got I actually ate one of those caramel candies last night. That shit was. Do you guys participate in edibles at all?
I honestly get a little bit of anxiety with edibles. Not really my deal. I smoke the weed, and you know I'll eat edible for sleep. I love having a little bit of.
Oh, see, that's right up for. Hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You eat one of these caramel Jones, and I promise you, in about an hour and a half from now, you're gonna wake up tomorrow.
Yep.
I promise you, you're gonna wake up tomorrow.
Maybe
for
there's
sure.
an opportunity to use some of Johnny's White Thorn Rose or something in some caramels and make some White Thorn Rose caramels.
Ooh.
I make all sorts of caramels, actually. I also just made a few new truffles with some cherry and walnut in it. So if you guys are into truffles.
Taste too good.
You make gummies, too?
That is the problem. But at least that's the only problem. At least they
taste tasting edibles, you're in trouble.
Well,
know,
let me tell you something.
You
just like you said that John vouched for me, I'm gonna vouch for her. She is raw. She is the best at it. Period. And I want to make sure that I made that connection, because she is up against it, just like y'all up against it. You up top. Down this way, and I was talking about her because her Instagram account just got disabled, right? Didn't you just tell me your account got disabled?
Yeah, just a couple days ago, and that's
and
probably
she's
like
got all
my
these...
seventh account.
See, that's crazy. But I got a homie that's working on an app. It's kind of like. But I think that's going to be the alternative. I think a lot of growers need like a whole nother app to be able to go to where they won't get censored and they can show their different wares and things like that. And I think that would be, I think that would be dope. But that's Mouthgasms. Tell me your Instagram real quick. She's a proud sponsor of the Real Spill Show, along with Sticky Fields.
So it's Mouthgasms1. And I just want to let you guys know, I would love to cook for you guys. I also just make traditional Sicilian food too. So
she cooked at the Grinch that stole Christmas party that we did downtown.
Yeah, the Grinch.
I think you met Jesse. you met Jesse there,
live.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know Jesse. I've known Jesse for years.
Okay.
Hey,
oh,
Jess.
Yeah, because matter of fact,
that's where
I met Jesse. That's where I met Jesse at your party that I performed at.
Yep.
In Oakland. That's crazy
yep.
as hell. And see, and that's how, right? That's some crazy shit, bro.
And I actually been following Jess on Instagram for years. And when I had the opportunity to bring one of the dispensaries that he was at in Cali Roots so that he was able to do that event there, and that's where I met Jess in person, and he actually took his hoodie off and gave it to me off his back.
That's hard. He's a superstar. Hey,
Jesse's
a superstar. See, that's why I tried. That's why I said each one of you guys is like you're like your own character. You're like your own character, and with the story and with the stories, I don't know. It's the way I see everybody. It's not regular weed to me. Like everybody else that just might grow a couple plants in the backyard or some shit like that, and just put it in a pretty bag and shit like that. Like, I love the fact that there's a story behind the weed that, you know, the weed that we smoke, and I have a connection. I remember we did a show up in Humboldt, and I just remember just all kind of just buds being thrown on stage, it was amazing to me. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm coming from brown, like we was talking about the brown weed. My homie Reezy, I showed John a picture of my white homie. And it was the brownest, seedest, but it got me high as shit my first time I ever smoked. And I mean, so I have and not even just that, but we did a show in Amsterdam a few years, hella years back, but with Ice Cube and all that. And that's when they first pulled at the menu at the coffee shop, and it had all the different strands with the effects, the White Widow, you know, the cat piss, the this, the that, you know, and it had the different, and it had the actual genetics. That was my first time seeing the genetics, as opposed to the people out here, out in the streets, who just smoke whatever people got. You know, the dope man come pull up, you be like, he don't even care what it is. You know, it's crazy. But I'm a different type of connoisseur about this shit, is what I want to make sure that I let y'all know. I respect it more than probably the average person, is what I'm trying to say, just so y'all know. That's why this is a privilege for me to have y'all on the show, because as a fan of it, you know what I'm saying, I like the fact that you guys have a story, and I'm glad that y'all came on the show. And if there's anything y'all want to really just speak on, because I'm always tuned in on Chris in the morning on Instagram when he go Instagram live, and I can really see that this shit is really emotional for everybody. You know what I mean? And me as a person who loves the area, I want to make sure that I do everything I can to help support, you know what I'm saying? So we can, you know, we can keep the best weed coming.
Yeah.
We need to throw a big old rager over in Sacramento and introduce these fellows to that area, just like Sticky's present over there. I think let's launch a little backyard barbecue party somewhere and invite some folks over and bring a bunch of time ribs over there and break bread and eat food and listen to some music.
Hell
yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on now. You might be moving too fast now. We don't want to get bipped and
get all around. Let's get all around.
Take
now
all
we
our weed.
Remember? We got VIP.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Ain't nobody touching our cars.
I feel super safe that day.
I want to say thank you, man, because honestly, you know, we really need people like you that's helping, you know, get the word out and, you know, give us support and, you know, spread the message of who we are and what we got and what we got to offer. And, you know, we grow some of the best weed in the world. And, you know, it's grown. It's different weed. You know, it's grown. It's what we've been doing our whole life. It's what we do. We give our whole life to what we grow. We put it all into that. So it's just a little bit different. And I just want to give a big shout out to know, everyone on this 420, be safe and just smoke a lot of weed, but smoke good, high-quality weed. Don't smoke that.
Yeah.
No.
Stay hydrated.
When you go in that dispensary, ask them, where's that weed from? Who grows that weed? You know, and then you'll start
right.
learning. Start learning. When they can see that farmer, like us, that put our love, our heart into that weed, well, that's different weed. It's going to taste different. Your high is going to be different. Everything will be different, I promise you. But I just wanted to, you know, thanks for having us on the show. People like you is what's going to keep this, keep our legacy going for, you know, everything we work for, our this community going. So big shout out. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate the awareness you're bringing to the communities.
I got
Hell
that
yeah.
last for you, though. I got to find it. I'm waiting for you. I got Woo! That.
No,
I'm,
listen.
After the Warriors take out the Kings, that is, though.
Listen, no, well. We're going to see. It's going to be a battle. And I do, and I don't like the way
it's
they did my big bro by kicking him out. I don't like the way they kicked my big bro out the arena. So, like, a percentage of me really is still mad and don't care either way, to be honest with you, Johnny. I'm going to be honest. All the way up.
Kings are legit, dude. Kings are legit.
No question.
So, you know?
Yeah, no question. No question. But I've been. But I'm from that Bibby, that Weber era. So we win gracefully.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We win gracefully. We don't, you know, we smash you, but we smash you with grace. And then when somebody out there acting an ass, that's not how we do it. We like 49ers. We 49ers. We win with grace. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. what's some of y'all favorite strands?
We're like the Raiders.
Listen, what's Oh, shit.
Hey,
here we go.
I'm a Raiders fan. Right,
the Raiders. We lose.
Let me bring Camacho on. Let me bring Camacho
yeah.
on. Since he's the resident Raiders fan.
That's what it is.
Raiders, man. The last Oakland Raiders.
Whatever. Well, my poor kid's not even raised in Raiders fan. Just like I was raised a dope grower is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, we learned to be tough. We say the hardest thing in the world is to be a Raiders fan. Everybody knows
yep.
that. To be
yep.
a true
Hell,
Raiders
yeah.
fan.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Go
the pain.
Look your kids in the eyes and say that's your team, son. Sorry. Learn how to lose.
and then let me tell you what happens is. Every Christmas, birthday, everything, there's no thought into your gift. As long as it has a Raider patch or anything on it, they just give it to you. Your keychains, fucking necklaces, fucking hats, fucking
I need
eye
a Raider
patch, glass,
from
no
Huckleberry
thought,
Farm.
No fucking thought about the gift. It's just give. Just that's it. That's the only problem with that shit that I see.
Oh, Big
Ol' Music,
come on. I wanted to say something real quick. Big Ol' Music, so
okay.
I'm just going to let you guys know, since you guys are looking for the underwear and the booty shorts, all of the clothes is 40% off. If you put this booty 50, it's 50% off the underwear, cheekers, and booty shorts.
A
so
proud sponsor of the Real Spill Show.
That's the
thing. Are they THC booty shorts?
No, they're not THC. You can't eat them.
Oh, what?
Oh,
that's what I thought they were. I thought you could eat them or snort them some shit. What the hell?
No, not
edible. You gotta wear them shit.
No, you gotta.
Hey,
you gotta take them off for you.
Listen, what's your favorite? What's your hold on? Besides your own strand, what's your favorite strand, Johnny?
You know, I think my favorite strain is it's a mix actually. For me, I mix the Mandarin Tart with the Lance. Dude, it is like on fire.
Yeah. Oh, you cheating. Oh, you just cheated. How could you just throw that out there like
that? That's how we
do
it.
Oh, I'm looking at this Mandarin, too, right now. But I have no Lance. I have no Lance. I smoked it all.
Well, you know, Mandarin's okay by itself, too.
Come hang out.
They each go good by themselves, too.
Oh, shit. All right, Jason, what's your favorite strand besides your own brand, bro?
Yeah, he mixed that mom's weed and that white thorn rose.
Oh, y'all cheating. Come on, man. That's some political shit right there. That's real. Okay, that's real political shit right there. Okay, Jesse.
Hey.
I'm
the Amalfi man over here, bro. I'm all about that Amalfi, man. You guys got to try this Amalfi Johnny guy.
Oh, cool. Shit.
There you go. And I trust Jason a lot. What I think is going down, I was even trying to figure it out ever since you were bragging about that, Lance. I think what happened is when John gave you some of that stuff and he called it Lance, I think he actually gave you my jar of Amalfi. So you think the Amalfi
is Lance, but it's really
the Amalfi.
No, Johnny, you gave me that bag that was the shit. That was the Think Weed. That was the first one that I said that was the one. John, remember the what was that? A pea he gave us or something? What was that? In the bag, the big bag that we all split.
I think that was the White Thorn Rose. Or
no,
the
it was
mom's weed.
Is that what it was, John? No,
mom's
I don't think
weed.
It was.
Yeah.
It was mom's weed.
It was that whole bag.
Okay.
Yeah,
I guess it was mom's. I can't remember back that far.
I know the difference between White Thorn Rose and mom's.
That shit is amazing. That's that thing. I think I wrote a song to that, a couple songs to that.
Yeah, I think you need to do a video up here in the Emerald Triangle.
Hell yeah, that shit was amazing.
In Oakland.
Hey, I got a good one for you. It's called Pac. That good 1980s, 1990s pot. When, before there was names, like Jason just said, it's just a name game. I kind of missed the days when there was no strain names, and it was just fucking pot. That's my take on it.
Damn. Yeah, that is true, because I remember the first time I smoked some brown-ass weed, my partner Reezy got me. We didn't have no name for that neither. It was no name, and we had a shoebox. He had a shoebox, and it was mad seeds and stems, and it took like an hour to break that shit down, and it was a joint. It was a J. We smoked a J. You feel me?
RBL called Bammer Weed.
It was Bammer Weed, but it was going. I'm just going to be honest with you. All right, Chris, what's your favorite strain besides yourself? Chris.
It is no joke, honestly. Actually, I know we've all just been kind of playing off each other right here, but these three fellows are at the top of their game. I distro for hundreds of farms. I see tens of thousands of pounds of weed a year. And no hit on Mandarin Tar. I love it. No hit on Lance. But personally, like, I that kind of heavy indica, high THC stuff kind of fucks me up these days in my old age. And sorry, I'm unloading my van, so I'm breathing hard over here. But that White Thorn Rose is like that's happy weed. It's really lighthearted.
Right.
Daytime. I can smoke it during the day. I can still have like high level business meetings, and I literally call it happy weed. So I'm really enjoying the White Thorn Rose.
Well, I guess we got that's the political. I mean, at the end of the day, right now, that's probably be my favorite. Probably Lance right now would be. I have to really think about that though. But all right,
I got a half pound for you after the show.
I just say this right now.
He's on the
road. In all honesty, you know, every year our own flower comes out different depending on the year and what the weather's like and, you know, all different kinds of things. So from year to year, it goes better to worse. Like, I actually don't think the White Thorn Rose or a lot of my cannabis last year turned out as good as I wanted. I might have messed it up a little bit when I dried it. I might have got it a little bit too dry, but it seemed a little like a little harsher or something was up with it last year for me. I that wasn't my best work, and I just think it's really important for people to just know your farmer, know that they care about what they're doing, and just, you know, get to know them. And then if you think they're a good person, you know, probably the weed you're about to put in your body is probably pretty good for you. Whatever name it has or looks like, it's just most important, I think.
Yeah, but see,
The difference I think is that and we were talking about outdoor versus indoor, because I was on like Bay Area flavors, and like I smoked all that, like Pinata, Red Fence. I don't know if you ever, the Red Fence like is like was like the illest shit. Like it was like scary weed. Like, oh, I don't ever want to smoke that again. Like that shit was like, if I smoke any more of that, I might have a stroke type shit. Like, so I'm just telling you, I backed up off of that like a sea crab. I was like, I was telling people, I told my homie P.O., who's Shorts folks, because he was partnered up with the cat that had that strain, and I said, man, you got one there, because they was talking about doing some type of oil off of it, which would be crazy, like off of some shit like that, because you know. Sometimes you want to be mellow. Sometimes you want to be up. Sometimes you just don't want to get high. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, it's like, it's always good to have variety is all I'm saying. I might be on Lance because I know it's going to hurry up and get me there when I'm stressed out and shit like that. But then I might want some White Thorn Rose just to mellow me out and just, you know, and be different. So it's not, I just got some Oreo and some shit from John. So that's what I'm on right now. It's just because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get too used to certain shit is all I'm saying. I really do this is all I'm saying.
It's a beautiful thing that every strain has its own characteristic, you know. I mean, really, one of my favorite is, you know, the SFBOG. OG, you know, I made a hybrid of that into a Lambo. And it's like a good gas, you know, Gorilla Glue, stuff like that. I mean, they give you different highs, and that's one of the most magical things about weed is every joint you smoke, you're going to have a different experience, or every strain at least.
Now that was my favorite. That was my favorite from the jump. I put that in a song. I did a song called Smoking Weed with my homie out in San Diego, and I said in the beginning of my verse, I said GG4, my favorite strain, Leafy Hybrid.
God, I love
I'm a
that
fan.
Flavor.
Because that shit was amazing when I could find it. Matter of fact, what's crazy is this. This is a funny story, a weed story. But during the pandemic, when the fucking streets was like on lock, was supposed to be like desolate and shit, I had my homie lived in Citrus Heights, and he grew some Gorilla Glue, right? So I was at the house, and I was pretty much dry. Like, it was nothing happening. We was on lockdown. And I was like, well, shit, man. I looked on social media, and I seen that people was out and about, like at the park and shit. It was crazy. So I got my face mask, my spray, and all that shit. I said, you know, I'm going to the homies. I gotta go on this mission to go get some weed. That's what it is. I gotta find it. And I drove and shit. And I looked, and I was just like it was like a like one of them zombie movies and shit where the streets was like empty and shit. But it was the reverse. It was people out there just everywhere. I was looking around like, holy shit. Like, people really just at the park and shit like that? And I went and got I successfully picked up my GG4. It was like a mission, like an assignment, like a military exercise to go out there and get that strand and bring it back. That's my story. You know, I just want to share that with everybody. But what are some of the new strains out there to look out for from each one of you guys' farms?
He's up. Go there, Jesse. What do you got coming up?
I got Slurdy Mandarin that I'm putting out there. Purple Sea had that Slurdy number 3 that I thought was fire. It's one of them gelatos. Also did a Jealousy Mandarin that I'm going to put out. A Modified Mandarin. I use my Mandarin chart and crossed onto a whole bunch of different things out there. So I'm looking to see someone come out with that. Some little citrus.
Rizline.
Yes. I mean, you know, I have a bunch of new phenos of Lance that have popped. You know, Candy Lance coming. It's going to be good. We got some of
that new Mandarin
across
Lance.
The Green Lantern. We got the new Mandarin Lance across the Venom. We got Lancezilla.
I was gonna
Trey Lance, but that didn't work out. He came up with a broken leg.
Roger. Oh, shit. I got my homie GB. Hold on. Did he go? Okay, because I got my homie GB. He don't really. GB, you smoke at all?
Man, I used to, man, years ago. I don't, not anymore. So they just bring it back, you know, look, not bad memories, but yeah, man, I used to do that, and sell it, all that kind of stuff. But not no more. It's been, believe it or not, all you guys, it's been over 30 years or so since I last smoked. It's been a long time.
But you remember when you was, what you was selling, nickel bags of skunk weed?
Yeah, I had that sticky, that stick on your finger. I had side stick. What else I had? Back then,
he
that brown was yeah, side stick, that stuff that used to be on the screen. Oh, yeah. What's the
he old school. He's 1970.
Endo, and that gold. It's called gold. That gold. Oh my God, man! You hit that thing once,
you
like your chest about to blow up. Man, I had that back then, man. I mean, boy, you hit it. I mean, you can even do a whole one. You couldn't do a whole one. You have to put that thing down in an ashtray. Yeah, man.
Shit, you never know back then, motherfuckers was putting they was rocking with fentanyl before we even knew what fentanyl was. They put that shit in
their weed. Yeah, that's true. Hey, man, then I heard you guys talking about, man, I used to eat up like a whole refrigerator. I'm talking about eat chips, all types of stuff. Had a munchies for days. Man, yes, sir. Yeah, but yeah, it's been a long time.
Oh, I think we had hold on. There was somebody else on here. I was going to see. Oh, I think they.
Yeah, I remember.
I think they hung up.
Hey, Omizi. Man.
Huh?
Omizi.
Yeah.
I remember one time I made some brownies, and the old school brownies with the actual weed, right? Ate them suckers with the weed in it. Where you could feel you got to pull the weed out. And I got so high, and I went to. Hey, I went and bought a Toyota. I went to the car dealership, and that shit kicked in, and I heard every conversation in that whole complex. I don't even know how I made it to work that day, because I drove that car to work. I was so damn high.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, I appreciate everybody for coming on. We had an excellent show, man. I appreciate it. I can't wait to till we all get back together and have a nice little smoke out and have mouthgasms coming with those noodles that she had that was bomb and shit like that, and have some good music and some good vibes, and you know, this is gonna be a big summer. Let's everybody continue to support each other and keep, you know, and promote each other, and just like everybody always do. And And that's it right there. And then Thursday we're gonna see what them Kings do to them Warriors. We're gonna see, you understand me? And,
not a lot.
Are we gonna see if Draymond? Hold on. How does everybody feel about Draymond? You think Draymond should get suspended or no?
Hell no.
Nah.
Oh. This guy grabbed his leg. Where's he gonna go with it?
We're doing the D-Lo stuff.
He called the D-Lo stomp. He said the D-Lo stomp. All right, well, so this 420, I don't know what everybody is doing, but I have a homie that's coming from Texas. He go by the name of Big Grip. We're doing a 420 at Sack by Nights in Sacramento on Florin Road. It's going down. I think it's good. It's 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and we're shooting the video to this song that we're gonna ride out to. It's called Shit, and we're shooting the video and we celebrating 420. John got all the info, I believe. If he don't, everybody just hit me. I'm posting the flyer tomorrow and day after that, and it's just going down. Everybody's invited, so make sure y'all pull up. That's it. Anybody else got anything special for 420 that you're smoking on? Anything special?
We're going onto the skunk train out there in Mendo.
Oh, that's what
Future
I was supposed
60
to be on.
We'll be out there. Chris will be out there. We're at Mendo Dope. We're in Eli Fowler on the
new album, The Write-Up. It's going to be pretty epic, so that's what we're doing. You know, what I did have planned, all of a sudden I got a letter saying I was getting an inspection on the 20th, 420, they were going to come inspect me. Really? Are you fucking with me?
Dick move.
Yeah, it was a dick move, so yeah. They were nice enough to push it on. They were nice enough to push it off, but we're going to Skunk Train, and everybody, happy 420. You guys have a good night. I appreciate
happy
you all.
Happy 420, guys.
Happy 420, y'all.
Happy 420, y'all.
Yeah, we'll see you
thanks
soon.
So much.
Let me play
so
this
easy.
Commercial.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate
all
y'all.
Right,
thank
guys.
You, John, for hooking it all up.
I'm Sam, and I've been
good
trying
show,
to
man.
Lose weight for most of my adult life. With Results Transformation Center 6-Week Challenge, I got the coaching I needed, great workouts, and super easy nutrition plan, and the right tools to make sure I keep the weight off and live a healthier lifestyle.
Results Transformation Center's proven weight loss program is even more affordable. Right now, lose 20 pounds during their 6-week challenge for only $50 a week. Lose 20 pounds, and they'll give you your money back. What do you have to lose? Visit results20.com for details.
Hey, hey, what's up? This is your super producer, folks, Senior L. Blaps Bastard Lee, a.k.a. Rick Rock, the Northern Cali King of Slappers. Yeah, man, you tune in to my folks, Big Ol' Meezy, man, in the Real Spill Show. Big Ol' Meezy, give me that real spillage for the village, man. Yodel!
Yeah. You know there's gonna be some things in your life that change your whole demonstration. But whatever you do, keep it 100 with yourself and with your team. You dig? One.
If I shed tears for a bitch, I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, you're probably here to live. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be your own man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. I ride alone on my hood.
That's right.
Niggas wanna tough.
They don't want
I'm a bust for to get a chance to blast first.
Yeah.
I'm a cutthroat. Guess you ain't learned from the last verse. Lyrical assassins, I always put in work.
Yeah.
Niggas always asking how I get it out the dirt. I do this with a passion, and I know my work. The streets was a passage, I turned it to my purpose. Sometimes I feel blessed, other times I feel cursed. There seem too many of my niggas carried in a hearse. And if I had the power, then time would be reversed. And we'd be back on the block with this time, make the money work. But that is just a dream, and to me, that's what hurts. So I'ma pour some liquor out, fuck my niggas in the earth. This some shit we all deal with since the day of birth. Names tatted on the flesh, faces sprayed on my shirt.
I miss
how they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my shit. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the
big
wall,
old man.
But I'm dealing with the
sick
shit.
With it,
pain and anguish, man, it's off the chain. I'm going through some things that I could barely explain. But on the surface, it's all roses and sunny days. I'm feeling every emotion, about to go insane. 5150 is litty, shitty, and sorrow this way. And all they say is it's gonna be alright and you'll be okay. Fuck what they talking about, I wanna scream and shout. Like, do you understand the words that's coming out my mouth? It can make you get heartless, even damper your soul. So much negativity is really taking a toll. Gotta pick myself off the ground, refocus, gather my strength. G.O.D. is in charge, struggle can teach you some shit. Obstacles and hurdles, what a bumpy road. Stay focused on the task and watch the blessing unfold. Me and Big Grip gon' keep it going for a better way. Get up and go get it, each and every day. How they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. How they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. tricks. Off the street on the bricks. Be your main and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit.
Yeah, you know, stuff humbles you too tired. Shit do too. Whatever you do, keep it a hundred. Keep it true. You know. Sir Cool Nuts, we officially in the building. Let's get it. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, vapor, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a trilla flow?